Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You know, Kenny, when you wonder why we mock the NHL, stories like what you just heard in the update are partially why. If you put that in a movie script, I'd say that's just not realistic.
Yeah, they're jumping the shark a little bit there.
Win an auction for the land to maybe build an arena to keep the team, or we're moving to Utah.
Right. It's like the NHL version of Major League, where we got to do this, and or, you know, with the owner, and they take the article of clothing off of her. Like, you got to win an auction. Is this eBay auction? Is this, like, what if you look like now? I almost want somebody to go full spite and just keep bidding a dollar more.
It actually is an eBay auction. They're going to go last second. They're going to put the bid in.
Buy it now.
Right. David Hull bought it for a dollar more.
I still look the NHL, and I know fans are going to don't get upset. The NHL could get rid of six teams and nobody would notice the difference. You'd have a higher quality product. It would make more sense. You're in markets you shouldn't be in. But we know what it's about. It's about the franchising fee, and it's about the TV deals. Look, no, I mean, I'm just being real with you.
No, you're
right.
Hockey
used to be in markets that would die for it, like Quebec City. They don't have a team. Hartford had a team. Well, you can't put a team in Hartford. There's no Fortune 500s there. Like, they're not in markets they belong in, and I look at Phoenix as one of them. You know what? If the Phoenix Coyotes disappeared, would anyone in Arizona notice?
No. But the funny thing about it is we're not talking about, well, they're going to leave – if they don't get the vote, if the people don't come out and say, hey, we'll give you a tax break. Beanie said they're going to leave if the owner doesn't win an auction.
Correct. So, let me do this. It's an amazing story, isn't it?
It is.
The Red Wings. So, we brought this up to start the show. And I want to give you the same presentation, but minus the anger, because I can't fake it. Last night, it's this team season in a nutshell. And I'm not dignifying the goal with 1 second to go. You got shut out. You lost to a Capitals team that had lost six games in a row. This game was set up for you to win. And the Wings, it's why I was scared on the air yesterday. It's why I was cringing when Costa did the Costa lock or when Rieger did his little song and dance. Now the Wings do not control their own destiny. They head to Pittsburgh tomorrow night. The roller coaster, this has been the least enjoyable playoff push I can ever remember. This is really bad. And every time you trust them, they hurt you. Every time they hurt you, they bounce back. I would love to know where the hockey elite is right now. and whether you're ready to just exit stage right. That, yes, there's a chance they could still make it. But last night, that crowd was ready to roll. They were ready to erupt. Costa was in his Red Wings jersey, nothing underneath. A very provocative move. They were ready to go.
Wasn't ready for that.
I know. The point is, this team gave them no reason to erupt, gave them no reason to participate. And outside of a ridiculously dumb octopus on the ice with 6 minutes to go down to nothing. That's not what we do. Like, what is it, a rally goose? Cut it out.
They were hoping.
Yeah, well, it didn't work. So my whole point
Not to cut you up, but good. It showed you how badly the fans were trying to help you win this game.
Right. Now, I'm not going to go all Acosta this morning. I can't believe the Jumbotron had the audacity to put up the kiss cam down 2-0. Hey, man, he can go fight that battle. I would like to know where you guys are at. That's a crippling loss. It's the biggest regular season game we've had here. If you count the Pistons, Knicks in 19, your business. Half the town was rooting against them. For the Wings, it's the biggest game of the Yzerman era. And now you're sitting here, and I can't believe the amount of people doing moral victories, including one person we work with. I am very disappointed at what I'm looking at right now. I have been handed a piece of paper by David Hatchetman Hull, and I'm just going to read this to you. This is very disappointing news. Kenny Cott, at Kenny Cott with two T's on X. This is our, quote, intelligent fan base. As Kenny replied to someone named P at how do I use this? They didn't outplay them, the only place that matters, on the scoreboard. Kenny was very upset with that. The responses to this by Kenny's public. K at, I'm not reading all these identification tag things on X. Wojo levels of water carrying from you tonight, Kenneth. To which Kenneth Cott, at Kenny Cott with two T's on X. You know, it is possible to play well and lose, right? The response, no, I hadn't realized that. Thanks for educating me. But then Kenny doubled down on the smarm and defense of his team. No problem. Thumbs up picture. Someone wrote to Kenny, Charlie Lindgren saved 2.66 goals above expected for the Caps per Evolving Hockey. That's another quality start and stolen win. Kenny's response, goalied. I don't know what that means. You can't turn goalie into a verb.
It has been. It means you got goalied. There's nothing better you can do. You just got goalied.
I'm going to need to kill the music, and we need to have a conversation. Now, Kenny, I was unaware of your activities on social because I don't have them. I opened
It was something because all of a sudden you're like, whoa, hey now, Kenny.
I opened the show saying the one thing I don't want to hear is, golly gee, they played hard. Kenny sat here, said nothing. I go through an entire monologue. Kenny says nothing, no protest to anything I say, and we discover this disgrace. Wait, there's more? David, there's more?
There's more!
Oh, God. Kenneth Cott, cue the music. Kenneth Cott, takeaways. Complete performance by the Wings up until the goals. Defensively responsible.
Wait. Is that like, so other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
Right. Great meal, except for the diarrhea part. Defensively responsible. Lots of bodies in the lanes. Ovi is still a killer.
What, Kenny?
Okay. Then we're going to get into it here. Kenny responding to people with, stop it. They didn't no-show, LOL. So how many goals did they score on a team that lost their last six games, Kenny? No-shows look like many of the games in the prior streak. They outplayed the Caps for a majority of the game. There's a difference. Kenny, why? Why this battle, Kenny?
Nothing I said there is wrong.
Kenny.
It's all correct.
Kenny, you lost the game.
I'm aware of that. But, Mike, what you said in your opening monologue about the Wings, you didn't say they played badly. You didn't say they played like they played in Arizona. No. And that's what these people are saying. They no-showed, which is abjectly incorrect.
These people are your people.
They're not my people. I don't associate with those people.
They're following you. Oh, my goodness.
What do they have in common, last night's game and the Arizona losses?
Lost the game. We got to be the same thing, right? Because they lost.
It's a loss.
Thank you, Rico, for the... Just, you know what? You're right. Thanks, John.
Say what you want to say, Kenny.
Yeah. Just say it how it is.
You a highly educated hockey professor. You know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, Kenny.
Losses. So basically,
wow,
there's different levels of losing.
Kenny, what do you have against minority hockey fans? 248.
Rico, this is your mess to clean up.
I mean,
I want to talk about
Kenny,
the Red Wings.
I'll go back to the corner. I'm sorry. I'll power down. I didn't.
How come it always turns into this?
I didn't know it was levels of losing.
I'm just saying they didn't play poorly. I'm just responding to people who said they did. So that's all I'm saying.
But here's my point. Your point's irrelevant. They lost.
I don't disagree with that, but don't say they no-showed.
But why respond?
Wait. Oh, okay. So, David, I say they lose, and he just goes off. Mike says, what's the point, and they lose?
You know why.
Yep. Jesus Christ.
I'm not even going to dignify that with a response.
Mike says it, and it's okay.
Mike wasn't trying to equate wins. You know what? It doesn't matter. I'm done. I quit. I'm done with this.
248-539-9797. I need the Kenny bots to call the program. If you're a Red Wings fan, do you find Kenny's behavior offensive? Why does anyone need to go beyond winner or loser? In the biggest game of the season, the Red Wings, for all intents and purposes, got shut out. I don't want to hear about it. I don't need to hear they tried harder. They played with grit. Loser. They lost. And they do what they've done to us is that just when we're ready to believe, mama's with the postman. It's just not right. Now, Rico, I'd like to tell you, I'm proud to have you do this next read. Unlike Kenny, who'd rather you just be quiet.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, David, the ticket techs lead us, and then we go to the packed phone lines. Kenny, man, he went full bally last night, and I don't think there's time for it. Last night was a win-or-lose game. You show me the Wings battling their guts out in a Game 7 in the playoffs. You want to do the whole, they tried, bad luck, brutal break. You can't do it last night. Now, I don't think it's fair to say they no-showed either. But what I don't need is Kenny yelling at our customers on a social platform with a BAC north of 5.
Someone says, LOL, you go Kenny. Another one, hashtag fire Kenny. Another one says, Mike clearly didn't watch the game last night. They outshot and outchanged them.
No, no,
we were the better team.
Yeah, you don't get it. I don't care. They lost. I did watch. It was Chinese water torture. That game was so painful to watch that Washington capitalized on a critical error or a singular moment, and you had no answer for it. And now next, you want me to take the air and lie to my people and say that you got shut out by Patrick Waugh in his prime. No. And keep your hockey analytics and roll them up nice and tight and pound them. I don't want to hear about Lindgren and saves above replacement. Win or lose. That's it. You made your budget or you didn't. You got the rating or you didn't. You got approved for the loan or you didn't. They had to win last night. They didn't. And they didn't score. So I don't care about the rest.
I'm crying at work listening to the undressing of Kenny Cott. Oh. Another person says, Kenny Cott, Karsh. He's been hanging with the And then I have to
hey,
read
David,
this
all
one.
I know is it was very entertaining because obviously I went on social media. I was like, Kenny, okay. We got fired up. Now, I did want to say, Kenny, rule of thumb, no, just put the phone down for 24 hours. You may not feel the same way. But he told me today he still feels the same. And you can see the passion. So,
yeah, but how can – hold on. Here's my problem. And 1 second, David, and I know we have callers. Kenny, you know what was on the line last night. And it's not as if this team's been on fire. Think about how the Lions caught fire after 1-6, right? They had this bad day in Carolina. The Wings have had a bad 6 weeks. What are they, 5-13 their last 18 games? Kenny, if they had won 8 of 9 and last night lose 2-0, it's a different viewpoint. Kenny, the time for, well, they tried is gone.
I agree with that, but then I have people tweeting at me that they no-showed. And I get it. It doesn't matter that they didn't no-show. I get it. And I that's what I said to them in the heat of frustration, and I still feel that way. If you want to call or text and say they no-showed, I'll hammer you with the stats. That's fine.
No.
But you're right. At the end of the day, what does it matter? It doesn't matter
right, because,
at all.
Kidding,
they lost 2-0.
I was about to say, to some people, it's zero. So either you won or you lost. All the other stuff, that's great.
I agree with that.
It takes a – like, if it's the playoffs in the NHL, you have to factor in puck luck, zaniness, nonsense. You could thoroughly out, hell, the Wings in the mid-2000s thoroughly outplayed seemingly every team in Western Canada and the West Coast and lost playoff series. This team doesn't deserve any way out. They've been a disgrace for the better part of 6 weeks.
And maybe that's where it comes from, what he just said, that if this was a game where they had, you know what, won 5 of those games, and, yeah, you probably should have won this last night. You were the better team, but you didn't. People would say, okay, I can see that point. But it's the fact that you've been struggling. And you knew what was on the line. Not you, but I'm saying the team knew what was on the line and still didn't get it done. Your stars didn't step up and become stars. So now people are just like, well, you lost. And I just thought it was funny when I was reading. I did. I was just like, Kenny was Jon Snow on the hill with the army coming after him.
Let's go to the people, shall we? Let's go to Paul, 97.1. Paulie, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How are you guys doing?
Excellent. Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I hear everyone trying to analyze on what this tailspin, what the reasons are, and I just got to plainly blame it on the coach. Lalonde, great X's and O's guys, great statistician, but I don't believe he's a motivator. He doesn't motivate those guys. And I mean, everyone was talking about Blashill when he was here, and it was time for a change. Don't get me wrong, but when Blashill was here, I watched every game. Those guys skated every game, every game. And a couple of his post-game news conferences, even after we won a big game in this skid, he would go, "Oh, well, that's just one. That's just one victory." You got to motivate your players, you know, even if they are pros. I get that. But you got to motivate guys.
Look, I think the problem we're facing here, Paulie, this team did no-show a bunch in this streak. And the fan base was so ready. They're at home. You got a team on a six-game losing streak who gets blown out routinely. You didn't score. You gave the fans nothing. Now, it's not a no-show, but it was win or lose last night. We had to win. And this is – it's year five. Like, if they don't make the playoffs, first of all, I think Lalonde will get canned. I think if they miss the playoffs the way that they missed the playoffs, I think Lalonde will be fired. That's just an opinion. I'm offering it to you. But I just I don't leave room to hear about anything else. Because watching that game last night, you just were left feeling like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? It's just going to be this slow descent to darkness. That's what this game's going to be? Mm-hmm. No, and any goalie can have a great night, but please, I can't. I mean, I know Kenny mockingly said it was the goaltending matchup of the millennium last night, Lindgren versus Lyon. You can't have that guy pitch a shutout on you.
No,
you
and can't. Here's what you got to hope for. Last night wasn't going to be a microcosm for the finish to this year where you scored that last meaningless goal. And, yeah, what did it really matter?
I don't even
that you
it.
End up missing out on the playoff by a point.
I don't even dignify it.
No?
Nope.
But it counted, Mike. They didn't get shut out. It's 2-1.
Not in my world. I was so pissed by the end. It doesn't matter. It's 2-0. Because I knew what that goal would do. I knew the goal. I'm not going to insult Kenny. I will just say I knew the goal would give certain people the ability to spit shine that turd of a performance last night.
What if the other goal didn't, that went off the goalie didn't hit the post and now it's 2-2?
No, we'd get into whataboutism instead of what actually is, which is we lost.
Don't imply me in that, by the way. Don't even
I
think.
Didn't. I
you said, mentioned my name in the same sentence as it.
Hey, listen.
Don't put me near that.
I'm not the one who comped you to Karsh. Be mad at that person. Don't be mad.
I'm very mad at that
don't
person.
Don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
So sorry for sending that text, Kenny.
David from right next to you.
I'm not allowed to talk hockey, David.
Kenny, does Rico need a permission slip?
Stop it. I just need me and nine of my cousins to show up at LCA, and then we can talk hockey.
No.
What did you really mean when you chastised Rico? What did you really mean from out in the Lake Orion community?
You know, I'd respond, but it only get turned around on me. So you know what? Let's leave it at that.
Kenny's learning the rules of engagement really well. All right, with that, let me tell you that it's probably not playoff time for us in the NHL, but for the rest of humanity, or the NBA. Yep, we're not going to get that either.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, talking about Kenny and the Wings. Kenny said, hey, they tried hard. You know what? They outplayed the Capitals, but the Capitals just stole the victory. Kenny, did I get that concise?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Okay. But the others, they lost. Doesn't really matter if they played hard or not. It's a... either you win or you lose, and this was the biggest game down at the LCA, and you came up short. You had control of that last spot in the playoffs, and now you got to play the game where we can win, and we got a scoreboard watch.
And if you personally got cussed out by Kenny on social media last night, please feel free to call in. Let's go to the people. Let's go over to Lou, who's up next, 97.1. Lou, how you doing?
Good, you?
Good. Hey, Lou. What's on your mind?
I think that back when golf had those, in October, I think two or three games where there was multiple fumbles and multiple interceptions. He got a lot of, I mean, if you go back and Google the press, you got Free Press, Oakland Press. And then you know how it is on the radio. It's like, everything's like what happens now. So people get, you know, during a game like the Baltimore game or whatever, all this stuff comes out, and that's just human nature. Even like the draft, when the draft was last year, everyone was all upset about taking running back and taking a tight end. You know, it's just that instant gratification, instant right now, how I feel stuff that's out there. And that just gets out. As far as Detroit media relishing in it, I don't know about that, but I just know that I'm an optimist guy. I was at the draft with my oldest son. He was all bent out of shape. I said, what are you talking about? You know, I told him, I said, we haven't drafted a running back this high since Barry Sanders. Take it easy. You know, it's like, so anyway.
No, I mean, listen, and Lou, understand, you know, from my viewpoint, like, that's what being a fan is. Like, I love, you know, we're in a day and age now, you get these people, they want to act like they're all nuanced. Oh, well, listen, here's the deal. Then you sit back and wait for it all to play out and let us know what your show's up to. The reality is, being a fan, you want to be in the trenches. You want to be in the foxhole, and you react day to day. You react game to game. It's the beauty of being a fan. It's what we do. Like, I love people who mock that. No, that's what sports is for. We're not grading out longstanding social policy and the socioeconomic impacts that might take a decade.
And
we're talking baseball.
And I guess if you get too negative, then it's, you know, you turn on people like C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who everybody loved at the beginning of the year. They wore the ski mask, and then when he left town, he was like, man, this fan base changed quickly on me. It happens.
Human nature. Go to Jim, 97.1. Jim, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Good, guys. How's it going?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
A few things. I almost broke my phone and a TV in one shot last night.
Oh, no.
The first two periods. But, yeah, you know, if we started last night's game with a 2 or 3 goal lead, the way we played the first two periods were great. You know, we had three guys back on the line and only put two guys in on a forecheck. And so I was screaming at the TV, what are you guys doing? Like, you're supposed to trying to be scoring goals. All their shots, yeah, they got a ton of shots last night. But they were all basically from the point, and none of them were screened. And they were making Lindgren look great, hitting him in the logo every shot. So, you know, they were warming him up to have a great game, too. So, I mean, this probably was the 15th time this season that I said, you know what, I'm done. I hope they lose out. But I keep coming back for more, and they keep tearing my heart out.
Jim, I agree. A lot of those shots were not screened. That is a big problem. I think once Rasmussen comes back, I think a little bit of that gets better. But they did have some quality shots down low. They just didn't capitalize, or they would hit posts. They had enough quality and high danger opportunities to win that game.
So,
for sure.
No. Hold on. Now, wait a minute, David.
No, they didn't. You're right.
That's not fair. Hold on. I want to ask a question to both Jim and Kenny. Now, I know you have blacklisted Rico. Am I allowed to ask a question?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Wow.
Would it be fair?
He ain't even hiding it anymore.
Would it be fair to say that this team is just not skilled enough?
Yes, absolutely.
Because that's where I'm at.
I would say 50-50 on that. I think the coaching staff needs to go. They don't. I think he had a previous caller call in, mention the coaching staff. You know, Lalonde doesn't get these guys prepared for these games. And for the strategy to come out conservative, like, why they should have came out like they played against Buffalo the other night. They were busting their butts in the corners, getting the free pucks. I mean, they were doing a lot of that last night, but they would always have one guy hang back then. And it was like they were protecting a 0-0 game. And I said, you know what? They need to score the first goal tonight. If they don't, they're going to lose the game. And it's just, and they ran into a hot goalie too, but, you know, I would say they need to get rid of a few guys.
I think if they miss the playoffs, Alon's gone. That's just my opinion.
I hope they miss the playoffs. I really do. I hope they lose out.
So Jim, I got to be honest. I understand the spite because that's how I get with my teams. And I'm not mad if anyone thinks that you or I are bad for feeling that way. But it's like, if you're going to do this to me for this long, you're going to break my balls, do me a favor. See yourself out. Because I don't want to do the roller coaster anymore. Last night is a game that if they were a playoff team, they win. Mm-hmm. Is that oversimplifying it? I don't know. I feel like if you said it, Kenny would accuse you of that. But I said it, so he didn't. It's a vortex here.
It is.
Mike, you saying it makes a lot of sense. Rico, why don't you say it?
Nah, it's okay.
Okay. I was going to agree because it's a good point.
Are you okay?
I was going to say something, but as you would like to say, personal growth. I was really going to make Kenny feel bad.
Nope, don't do that. We'll go to Brandon 97.1. Brandon, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, Mike? How's it going, Rico?
Hey, good. Man. What's up?
First and foremost, Kenny, your argument would work if we were playing a better team. We were playing the Capitals. The Capitals were sellers at the deadline. They're not a good team. They're on a losing streak. If it was, you know,
if it was
Toronto,
Florida,
an Avalanche, exactly.
Right.
It's a different argument. But the point I wanted to make was I'm an avid fan, love the Red Wings. I am not that upset. I was upset at the trade deadline. There were a lot of moves we didn't make. We needed a goalie. We needed defensemen. We don't have a goal scorer. We didn't go after anything. We didn't, you know, my kind of alert went off when Steve Yzerman was, you know, basically saying we're good to go. We're not at a point to win a cup. All Red Wings fans at that point should have at least, you know, been aware that, okay, we're not ready. And for us not to make a move, I mean, that was the indicator right there that we shouldn't be in the playoffs. Even if, you know, we do get on a run, if you look at the past Stanley Cup winners, they have goal scorers. They have a hot goalie. We don't have that. We're not the hot team right now.
No, the problem is the guy you paid to be your goal scorer has one goal in his last 19 games. DeBrincat has been awful.
There's something to be said when there weren't a lot of hockey teams who were, you know, trying to get DeBrincat, you know, in the offseason. If there's not a lot of teams going for him, that should be an indicator right there that,
look, I'm guilty.
There's something wrong with him.
Brandon, but, I'm guilty, you know, as he looked like the best available guy that wasn't going to require some ridiculous Johnny Hockey deal, that wasn't going to require zaniness. I'm guilty. I wanted him here, and I still do. I just think it's further proof. What I also did say, let's not act like we're getting Nikita Kucherov. Let's not act like we're getting one of the elite of the elites. The problem is, Brandon, we have so little 5 years into this rebuild. We all got so hyped up for this guy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then the other problem is you do have to get lucky in the draft. I mean, superstars don't come along very often. So it's unfortunate that we don't have a Matthews. We don't have a McDavid. But if you don't have them, then you got to go get one. You got to take your assets early before they become
I mean, listen, I mean, Brandon, I mean, I'm not trying to sit here telling you everything's honky-dory in Islander land, but like, you know, Barzal was the best they had. They made a big move to go get Bo Horvat, and I think he's got 33 goals, and at least there's a threat, there's an insulation there.
They have Sorokin in net. They have a goalie that they can say, honestly, that can take them to the Stanley Cup playoff, and no matter what goalie, if we put Reimer, Lyon, or even Husso, we don't have that. I mean, we simply just don't have that. And if you look at every team that's won it up, you know, the past 15 years, there's really only two teams that I can name that didn't have a superstar. The St. Louis Blues had Tarasenko, and the Kings, they were a grinding team. They were the last team to truly win it who did not have an absolute goal scorer.
And, Brandon, I'm going to bring something
it sucks,
up.
But
I love where your call is, and I actually want to – Brandon, I'm going to bring some up in about 10 minutes that I really believe there are – it's scary, but I think there are similarities with both Ilitch-owned properties. And the attitude that the GM / president of ops is taking. And when you look at what Iserman's doing and what Harris is doing, I want to ask a question because Brandon has kind of led me somewhere. Mm-hmm. If this bombs, it's on me. I won't let Kenny blame you. I know he's blamed you for everything else. I will not let that happen. You can blame me.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Kenny. It's just a bonus, I get to sit in the same room as you.
Not going to step on the rim.
David, I'm just happy. Hey, I get to stay in the same room as Mike.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, David, a couple of ticket texts, and then top of the hour. I want to ask a question about expectations because I do feel like the Wings and Tigers are kind of mirrored, and I will explain what that means. David, what do you have?
5-12-2 in the last 19, some playoff push. This is on Steve Yzerman.
Yeah, and it's painful, and it sucks, and it's why I have no time for the moral victory crowd today. This town, this team, needed a win last night. And to get shut out, don't you dare sell me that goal with a second to go. To get shut out, come on, man. This team just hurt you.
The Hockey Elite already knew this team is not built for the playoffs. We are fine without them because we will be watching. We won't be watching either way. Kenny's card, hockey card, is taken away.
Hold on. Run that back for me. What? They're saying they know they're not good enough, so they've stopped watching?
Yes.
The Hockey Elite.
The Hockey Elite already knew.
Now, Kenny, what judgment do you levy on Hockey Elite who didn't even watch yesterday?
These are the Hockey Elite that I just don't associate with. I don't hang out with
them.
Well,
you don't associate with anybody.
It's getting truer by the day, it seems like. Because I don't hang out with Rico now because you're going to imply that. Great. No.
That's for a different reason.
That is. no, I... To not be watching.
It's like the eclipse all over again.
All right.
What were you saying?
I'm saying to not be watching when you control your own destiny. That's just showing how snobby you are. They're not good enough, even though they control their own destiny.
No, you know what that is. No, in all seriousness, that's the spite watch. I'm so angry at this team because you're not going to live up to my expectations. I want you to lose. I don't want to see you have any success.
But that's me with MSU hoops.
Right.
I'd had enough. And that's lose in Minnesota, lose the ridiculous Nebraska game, lose to Ohio State. I mean, I don't want to see you. Just go away.
Oh, Keisei Tominaga.
I love him. I don't want to lose to him, but right. I love
but
him.
No, but that's why I asked you. Have you reached spite watch yet?
It's going to be hard.
Or is it Thursday?
Yeah, but see, the problem is it's going to be hard for me to be like, oh, it's a Thursday night. Wings are in Pittsburgh. It truly is their Alamo. I'd be lying to you if I said I'm not going to turn it on tomorrow night.
No, but I said, are you in the spite watch where, like, for MSU Hoops?
I think if the Pens score early tomorrow night, yes.
Okay.
I'll be decked out in an Ulf Samuelson jersey, like, just beat these idiots. I've had enough. Especially if they fall behind, like if it's one of those weird games, and you go, are you being serious with your season on the line? It's 3-0 Pittsburgh. Yeah, at that point, beat them 10-0.
Jaromir.
Listen, hockey in the early 90s was awesome.
But now?
We're talking Brendan Shanahan on the Whalers. Mm-hmm. Early 90s. Come on. Chris Pronger on the Whalers. What about Jason Mazzotti, former Spartan goalie, Whalers goalie? Let's talk about it.
You know, maybe the Coyotes can go back there. If they don't win their auction.
Nah, it's I know. What a story. Isn't it amazing?
Not an election to get the votes for a new arena.
They have to win an auction.
The owner's got to win a land auction. Which, by the way, the mystery owner from Salt Lake should just come to town, make sure he can't win the land auction. That's how you get your team.
Grease the wheel. You know what? Whatever you bet, $10 more.
And we all know what a rich hockey tradition Salt Lake City has.
Yeah. Well, they got a lot of Jazz.
Poor Salt Lake. That's where everyone's toxic waste franchises go to die. Here, take the Jazz. Why? They failed in New Orleans.
Utah Jazz with mountains. On
right. Right. Everybody knows Wynton Marsalis loved the Alps. It's unbelievable.
And here's Kenny G for the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, my God.
Yes, David.
I'm interested in your thoughts on this one, Kenny. Lalonde has 20 games into next season. Hashtag hot seat.
Hot seat. If he misses the playoffs, he's gone in my eyes. I would have fired him during the losing streak.
Next season is going to be the Craig Berube era. Who do you want as coach if they miss the playoffs, Kenny? And I'm not going to hold you to it, but is there a name? Is there someone, if you were hiring, you'd go, I want to bring this guy here?
I'm not sure who's going to be available because there's guys that are currently in the NHL right now.
If John Calipari proved anything, everyone's available all the time. You just need a frozen chicken magnate to pay the freight.
Well, John Tortorella is probably going to be fired in Philly. If they bring him in for a year as a bridge.
Dude, Torts will come here and burn it to the ground.
No, it won't. 1 or 2 years of Torts will elevate you to where you need, like, the second round. He never goes further.
But we know how it ends.
And then you boot him out and find your real coach.
You're hiring him to fire him?
Yes.
So this is, what is this, Larry Brown? That's what this is. Come in here, try to do it, and if not, you're out because it's going to be toxic in 2 years.
It always ends the same way with Tortorella. He's amazingly quotable. He's incredible to have in your city. But the players will end up hating him. Then they reach the quit phase, cut scene, you're the Flyers who've lost like 10 in a row.
And you do that the year before that happens. You hire him for 2 years, one
oh
year,
my
2 years.
God.
I have no soul about it. Get rid of him. But he'll also, Mike, root for radio. This guy.
Oh, incredible.
Every night at a presser. He refused to talk to one reporter because he didn't like the question he asked 2 weeks ago.
So why is that other coach here? No, don't worry about it. We're just.
He's like,
just
I'm not answering any of your questions.
All right, Kuiper's hair. Come on, man. No, look at that. His hair is completely round. That's not how hair works. He looks like my grandma Mitzi. She used to have a perm. It looked like a Christmas ornament. What is Kuiper doing? David, pull a picture of this. Explain it. That has to be a wig.
Or more so, hey, Mel, here's a towel. You may want to dab your forehead because you're melting.
Hold on.
Right now.
Is it possible Kuiper's wearing a wig?
Let me see. No, I think.
How would you even get your hair to make a perfect circle? Look at that. Look at that. That's a wig.
Unless he's got a new hairdresser.
Because
all of a sudden it's okay. Very blonde.
Cartoon ice cream cone. That's his head. That's unbelievable.
More like
he looks like the mother from Everybody Loves Raymond.
That's right. David.
I was going to say more so old school football leather helmet just right over the top.
It's
minus the chin strap.
We can get into it tomorrow, but I don't understand it. Like, it's like Tiger at the Masters. when your hair, and again, like, hey, I ain't on the cover of any magazines. You got a big nose. Yes, I do. I own it. The point I'm making is when your hairline starts vertically to where your ears are, mama's calling. Just shave your head. Be done with it. Tiger, what are you doing?
Now you convince yourself. No, this is stylish.
He looks like Jerry Rice on the Seahawks. His hair starts behind his ears. You got to let it go. He looks like Mr. Belding.
Like Stephen A.
Another one. It's tragic. I mean, and again, Stephen A, well-dressed guy, right?
But we're going to act like we don't see this.
We all see it. We all see it. Just shave your head.
Right.
If you're Kuiper, you cannot justify that. That's outrageous.
Kuiper can't shave his head.
Why? How about this? Trim the sides. He's out there looking like a Christmas bulb. That's ridiculous.
Maybe the Moose product didn't come in the mail today.
It's unbelievable. All right. Sorry, guys. I know in listener land, I apologize. I talked about something you can't see. Maybe David could take a picture of it and put it out there. I don't know. Do whatever you want. Mel Kiper is completely out of control for this draft season. I'm sure you'll figure it out. I want to ask people a question. We have callers to get to. 97.1.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.